One. Okay, I'm gonna start reading now.
Okay.
Okay. Assalamualaikum. Welcome to another episode of the Muslim Intellectual, the podcast where we explore the deep and often complex relationships between literature and Islamic philosophy. We are your hosts, Halila, Hanifa, Hawa, and Sheza. In today's episode, we'll dive into Mohsin Hamid's novel, The Reluctant Fundamentalist, and our evaluation of how the themes in the book connect to the Islamic concept of qadr, or divine destiny. But before we discuss more about the novel, what does qadr really mean?
Now, the idea of Qadr is one that resonates deeply in Islamic thought. Qadr refers to the belief that everything that happens is predestined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not just fate, but the idea that Allah has knowledge of and control over everything, yet humans still have free will to choose their actions within the system. This balance between free will and destiny is a central theme in the Reluctant Fundamentalists, and it's this theme we'll be exploring today.
All right, now that we
Okay.
have basic knowledge about what Qadr truly is, can we get a summary of the novel?
Yes. The Reluctant Fundamentalist is a gripping and thought-provoking story about Shangez, a young Pakistani man who moves to the United States for his education and career, only to experience a transformation of perspective because of the September 11 attacks. The novel explores themes of identity and alienation and the intersection of East and West. However, at its core, it's a story about a personal reckoning with fate, choice, and the consequences of one's actions.
Okay, and in order for us to understand more about the novel, let's start by talking about Shangez, the protagonist. Shangez's journey begins with the move to the United States, where he is initially captivated by the American dream. He becomes part of the high-powered world of finance and is eager to work hard. However, as the story unfolds, we see that Shangez starts to experience a shift in his worldview, especially after 9/11. His sense of belonging and purpose are shattered, and he begins to question the very life he had worked so hard to build.
I see, but how does this relate back to Qadr?
So this shift can be seen as a kind of qadr, a predetermined course of events that leads him to a personal crisis. Despite his initial efforts to control his life and to carve out a future for himself in America, circumstances beyond his control, such as the political climate, the racial tensions, and the events of 9/11, ultimately alter his path. He is forced to reconsider his identity and his principles. This can be seen as the unfolding of his qadr, which, despite his personal ambitions and efforts, ultimately lead him in a direction he did not expect.
So basically, what you're saying is that all these events were not in his control, but he was able to overcome it and move on with his life.
Exactly. So this is how our protagonist's character leads back to qadr.
Yes, and this is where the concept of qadr becomes interesting. Charles's story is not one of simple fate, but a struggle between his individual choices and the complicated events of life. He tries to make his own way, but forces of history, society, and global politics shape his journey. The realization that Chinggis' life is not entirely under his control mirrors the Islamic understanding of qadr, that while humans are given free will, their ultimate outcome lies in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So we can see that throughout the novel, Shangez grapples with the tension between his personal ambitions and the reality of the world around him. There's a moment where he reflects on how the trajectory of his life was altered by external forces, much like how people in Islamic tradition believe that although we make decisions, it is Allah who decrees the outcome. Shangez's events... Oh, sorry. Shangez even reflects on his own inability to change the course of events, such as his inability to stop the events of 9/11 from shaping his life of his growing or his growing discomfort of the American dream.
Now, let's turn to another key aspect of Qadr, the idea of submission. In Islam, accepting Qadr is an important aspect of faith. It's the understanding that while we might not have control over the outcomes of our lives, we do have control over how we respond to them. Shangez's transformation through the novel shows the process of submission. In the beginning, he is fully invested in the materialistic ideals of the American dream, but over time, he begins to question these values and to embrace a new understanding of his place in the world. The idea of submission in the face of an unknown future is also reflected in Changiz's final decision to leave America and return to Pakistan. This could be seen as a kind of submission to the qadr of his life, a realization that his previous path was not meant to be and that his destiny lies elsewhere.
Also, interestingly enough, the way Changiz chooses to live his life after returning to Pakistan also speaks to the Islamic understanding of submitting to Allah's will. Even though he cannot undo what has happened in his life, he can choose how to live in response to those events. His journey is not just one of resistance or rebellion, but of acceptance. Acceptance of both the painful aspects of his life and the forces that have shaped it. In that way, Changiz's acceptance of the changes in his life mirror the Islamic practice of trusting in Qadr, acknowledging that while we cannot control every aspect of life, we can always choose our response.
All right, does anyone else have anything to add?
No.
I think I'm good.
All right, then to conclude, Mohsin Hamid's The Reluctant Fundamentalist is not just a story of identity, alienation, and the American dream. It's also a story about the way we come to terms with our personal destinies. Changiz's journey reflects the tension between free will and divine will, between individual agencies and the larger forces that shape our lives. By examining the novel through the lens of Qadr, we can gain a deeper understanding of themes of fate, submission, and self-discovery. Thank you for joining us on this exploration of the Reluctant Fundamentalist and the Islamic concept of Qadr. We hope this episode has sparked some new insights for you and encouraged you to think more deeply about the interplay between fate, choice, and destiny in your own life.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep reading, and remember, literature has the power to help us better understand ourselves and the world around us. Take care, everyone.